The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Thursday, the 22nd of June, and we are looking at a beautiful, bright blue, sunny sky here in the city of Margate. I am sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office with our very, very special guest today. First, let me welcome Janet. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and I have to compliment you on that show you did yesterday with Darren Landis on personal care products. I think that was really inspirational to help a lot of people correct some of the difficulties they may have had over the years in improving their appearance. And today, I know we have another special guest that is going to help people with many different topics. And I think the major topic that I know you want to cover today has to do with the deaths of young people, middle-aged people, and old people. And I know you're going to get into that subject with Dr. Jeanette momentarily. But first, let me bring in our very special guest, and that is Dr. Jeanette. Good morning, Dr. Jeanette.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, it's nice to have you back, because the first show we did several months ago was most informative, and I think our listeners really got a earful and a lot of great knowledge from you. So I thank you for them.
Thank you.
And just to the benefit of the listeners, Dr. Jeanette has the Institute for Relaxation and Well-Being, which is up in Delray on Swinton Avenue. And one of the major benefits that she puts forth at the center is the benefits of magnetic renaissance therapy, MRT, which improves mental clarity and memory, better concentration and focus, better mood, better sleep, greater ability to cope with stress, and reduce pain. And Janet, I know we only have an hour, and there's a great deal of information that I know you want to cover. So I will turn it over to you and Dr. Jeanette.
Okay. Thank you, Al. And thank you so much for being here, Dr. Jeanette. I think we're going to cover a lot of ground that is of great importance to our listeners. First of all, talking about insomnia and sleep disorders. So many of the people that I speak to come to me and they have difficulty sleeping. Maybe they have the ability to get to sleep, but they can't stay asleep. Maybe they get to sleep, but they sleep on a very light level. They talk about that they are light sleepers, and the slightest noise, the slightest change in the atmosphere of the room where they're sleeping can make them wake up. Maybe they can't get to sleep at all, and they toss and turn all night long. So we're going to talk to you about your patients and some of the approaches that you have. And certainly you and I just work together so very nicely because you have a variety of different approaches to help people in anxiety, panic, sleep disorders, just wellness disorders in general, and I'll do the nutritional support for what you do. So, good morning, Dr. Jeanette, and tell our listeners a little bit about when someone comes to you with sleep issues, what are some of the approaches you have to use?
Good morning, Janet. So, majority of the patients that are coming to me, their common complaints are that they are dissatisfied with the time, amount, or quality of sleep, resulting in daytime distress and impairment. And so we look at what first I'm going to I do a thorough interview, and we really go into a depth of what can be cause of their sleep problems. In DSM-5, there are 10 different groups of possible sleep disorders, most common being insomnia disorder. But what I want to look first at is there something else that can possibly cause this? Is there some sort of event in their life that they're distressed about? Are they anxious? Are they depressed? Are they so sad that they self-medicate with a couple glasses of wine or some sort of alcoholic drink at night? Is it possible that this sleep, what they perceive as a sleep disorder, is caused by medication or substance? Because that happens a lot in the society these days. So we first look at that, and then we will develop the approach that works the best with them and respects what the patient or the client would like to achieve. Oftentimes I have patients that are coming that are already on sleeping medication, that are already on medication for depression, and they are not feeling well, and they feel that they need to take higher doses. They wish to titrate or get off the medication, do something holistic. So I always am very happy when you take the nutritional part and advise them with that. And that can oftentimes add on and help, or eventually even substitute the pharmaceuticals that are already on. And another approach is, of course, the magnetic resonance therapy that oftentimes the patients are really reporting that their quality of sleep improves. It is not necessary that they will be sleeping more hours, but whatever sleep they have, it is quality sleep. They feel better.
Restful sleep, so crucially important. And unfortunately, that restful sleep for so many people is elusive. They're just not able to achieve it. And as you said, they might be turning to alcohol to achieve a good night's sleep. And the truth of the matter is they have the potential for physical damage by getting into a routine that can be leading essentially to a dependence on alcohol. And when I deal with someone who is using a pharmaceutical and they're experiencing some of the negatives associated with that pharmaceutical, I have to refer them to a practitioner who is able to assist them in titrating off that medication. And then what I do is introduce the substances that are all natural, non-habit forming, but effective. We need to be able to provide to the clients and patients something that is effective and gets them the restful sleep that they need. One of the medications that unfortunately I see side effects with far too often is Ambien. And, you know, it might sound a little comical when I talk about the side effects of Ambien, that people come into their kitchens and eat a variety of different things and leave their kitchens in shambles and then have no memory of it in the morning. I know of people who go online and shop using Ambien. I had one client come to me that he actually got into his car and drove and woke up 10 miles from his home behind the wheel of the car. So Ambien has some pretty significant negatives. And so in talking with somebody, someone's coming to you, they're using Ambien, and they're still not getting restful sleep, so they feel tired, and they might be experiencing some of the side effects. What kind of conversation might you have with that patient?
Well, the conversation that we have is, first of all, I will be finding out how long they have been on Ambien. Have they decreased, or have they actually increased the dose? How oftentimes they come because they're really unhappy. So then I either work with their psychiatrist, as I said previously, I am really, I really don't like it when primary doctor prescribes these medications for their patients, because I think that everybody specializes, and therefore the person that specializes, like psychiatrists, should be prescribing medication for sleep for depression or anxiety. Someone who specializes would be a great person to go, but I think primary doctors should concentrate on what they do the best.
Unfortunately, people see advertisements on television and they say, well, I want that drug, and they go to their doctor and say, doc, I want a prescription for,
and it's a 15-minute visit,
and so the practitioner, as you say, does not get into the details of why that person might be experiencing sleep difficulties.
Mm-hmm. So what I do, I work with the psychiatrist. If the people are with their psychiatrist and they are unhappy with the psychiatrist, then they have the option to go to another doctor, which then he can either titrate them or talk in detail and have a full hour consultation discussing what the real problem is and whether their medication either needs to be changed or titrated and how they go from there. For my part, I like to work with people on helping them with their nutrition, and that's when you come in, and also substitute some of these medication with supplements that are very helpful. We also work on sleep hygiene. That is essential. A lot of people these days spend an absorbent amount of time on electronics. They are either on their computer or laptop or TV until late hours, and then they are very surprised that they cannot sleep. And as we know,
Such an important basic bit of information. I should let our listeners know that this is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and our very special guest today, Dr. Jeanette, she is the founder of the Institute for Relaxation and Well-Being, and she will be available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center after we finish this radio broadcast. So if you'd like to come in and meet Dr. Jeanette, she'll be here. And you can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Want to find us? Just put Penn Dutch Margate into your GPS and it will take you right to us. Having trouble finding us? 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Jeanette at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and we'll be right back with more.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with our very special guest, Dr. Jeanette, and we are talking about the variety of different approaches that you can use to address a sleep disorder, insomnia, occasional sleep deprivation. Maybe you're anxious, maybe you're panicky, maybe you're dealing with low mood, or you haven't really acknowledged that depression might be part of this profile of issues that you're dealing with. And I just want to let you know that Dr. Jeanette is available in Delray Beach, and the number to reach Dr. Jeanette, 561-203-0700, 561-203-0700. And Dr. Jeanette will also be here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for 2 hours after the radio show finishes. So we'll listen to more of what Dr. Jeanette provides to her patients, and then you can come in and actually meet her and talk to her. So, okay. We have been reading a lot and hearing a lot in the media about pharmaceutical companies providing medications that are highly addictive. And I think it's so important to understand, just as you mentioned, you have to have the knowledgeable physician making the prescriptions. And when it's just the patient going to the doctor and saying, hey, doc, I want that medicine, sometimes that background information is not addressed. I know that I have a number of older women who are taking Xanax, and they take it on a regular basis, most likely about every 12 hours, where they take it in the morning to maintain an even keel over the course of the day, and then again in the evening to get to sleep at night. What might your suggestion be to a patient who's using Xanax so regularly?
I think it's very unfortunate when someone is using it regularly and for extended period of time, because this medication should really be prescribed in severe distress, someone who was raped, something very traumatic happened, 2 weeks, and you know that's it, then it needs to be dealt with a different ways. It's not going to take away the pain of the person. It's not going to take away the traumatic event, and the person needs to deal with it differently, whether that's psychotherapy or magnetic resonance therapy, if they don't want to talk or they're not ready to talk about it. But with the benzodiazepines, they get very dependent, and the effect is such that if they stop taking them, or even if they are titrated off, they may be then even more anxious. Now, the benzodiazepines, comparing them with the common drugs used for insomnia, like Ambien or Sonata or Lunesta, studies show that these agents are associated with less dependence and less cognitive impairment than benzodiazepines, but you will still have problems like drowsiness, dizziness, fatigue, sleep waking, like you mentioned, possible interference with the REM sleep and the sleep-wake cycle, and there's great potential for the dependence, withdrawal, and tolerance. So you will get dependent, you will have withdrawals, you will, if you get tolerance, then you're going to increase the dose. And so there are supplements, nutritional supplements, that studies show that have the same effect as any of these pharmaceutical drugs. For example, GABA is wonderful for anxiety, and it's non-addictive. It's very helpful. And so that would be something to go for instead of benzodiazepines. But there is a rebound effect with benzodiazepines, so I would definitely not advise anybody to be just stopping this medication and go cold turkey and starting GABA.
Absolutely not. No, unfortunately, if people attempt to go cold turkey after having used any of these class of drugs for a number of months even, certainly they do need to know about, first of all, dietary changes that I can assist them with, so they will be very supportive of overall brain chemistry. That support to brain chemistry ultimately allows them to use natural substances that are going to be very helpful. So, all right, so here's something like GABA. GABA has the capacity to enhance serotonin levels. When your serotonin levels are properly balanced, and then you have the opportunity to use other things that are going to be supportive of the GABA activity. Things like magnesium. I have found that magnesium and GABA together taken at bedtime, and people might want to take a little bit, let's say at 8 o'clock, a little bit at 10 o'clock, and possibly a little bit more just before they're going to bed. So over the course of the evening, they are able to calm down. So, so many of the different products that we have here at Save-A-Lot work in a number of different ways to help people achieve sleep. So you talked about sleep hygiene. You talked about identifying those people who might be depressed or anxious. How is it that they really don't understand that depression is the underlying contributing factor to their insomnia?
Well, depression is...
come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking this morning with Dr. Jeanette from the Institute for Relaxation and Well-Being. And Dr. Jeanette, when we were so rudely interrupted, you were speaking about depression.
Yes. So depression and having problems with sleep. To put it very simply, what depression is, it's the person constantly is thinking about something in the past that has happened and then making it and then believing that because of the events on or event in the past happened, everything is going to be just as bad and the future is just gloomy. So based on that, this person is basically giving up. This person either can't sleep because things will never be better and things will only get worse, or this person, the body is so exhausted that this person just sleeps at all times because that's the best way out.
Oh, that's interesting, yes. So the body is so overwhelmed with the lack of restful sleep that the depression ultimately leads to them essentially removing themselves from life and being in a sleep mode over time. Okay, does it ever happen that people are so exhausted that the exhaustion keeps them from getting to sleep?
Yes.
Okay, so many different issues that people have to deal with, and the idea is get to the underlying cause, and that's something that Dr. Jeanette is the expert at, communicating with the patient and allowing the underlying causes to be brought into consciousness so you can address step-by-step the true cause. So, Dr. Jeanette, if someone is dealing with insomnia, sleep interruption because of depression, where do you start?
Well, where we can start is I can look at whether they are the sleep sabotager.
Aha.
So we're going to look at things like, do they use iPhone, iPods, spots, anything with blue light before they go to sleep, and when do they actually go to sleep? Oftentimes they will tell me that they are going to sleep particular time, but they actually are going to sleep 2 or 3 hours later. Another thing is the room filled with light or blue light more so? Are you falling asleep with the TV on? Another part, and you can talk more about that, Jen, is the heavy meals. heavy meals immediately before going to sleep. That's not going to, or red meat right before you go to sleep. That's not going to help the sleep. Alcohol, caffeine, decongestants, stimulating movies like a horror movie, all of that will really sabotage your sleep. So that is something that we can start with.
I'm kind of chuckling to myself because I have learned that there are certain movies that I absolutely should never watch in the evening because I get too intense and too involved with them. And certainly the recommendations that you would have in the discussion with your patients, not to have heavy meals. One of the things that can be helpful for some people is some carbohydrates, but it is important to find out who the individual is. If they have blood sugar problems, then they need some good protein in order to fall asleep and stay asleep so their blood sugar is more stable. Some of the people might
say, okay, well, the carbohydrates, and they might have toast, and they might put jelly on the toast, and that would be essentially fighting against that blood sugar stability. So a little bit of a grain carbohydrate, a little bit of rice, not something sweetened. Those carbohydrates sometimes act in a calming way. So they're going to interact with their B vitamins. They're going to theoretically provide some B vitamins, and that ultimately may have a beneficial effect. One of the things that I've talked to people about are breathing techniques for falling asleep. Is that something you ever use with your patients?
Yes, it's very important, and it's actually one of the things we do get to, whether that's anxiety, oftentimes even depression. A lot of studies now show and really encourage and support meditation, mindfulness, and that is essential. So if you don't want to be a sleep sabotager, you will go into clean sleep hygiene. So part of it will be turning the off switch at least 30 minutes before you plan to go to bed. Using the bed really only for things that bed should be used to. So that's certainly not going to be, you know, work for your office on your laptop. Oftentimes I have patients that come and they speak about the heavy discussion they have with their husbands or the husbands with their wives about the kids and the problems that happen during the day because they work all day long and then they come home in the evening and they really don't have any time because they have to put the kids to bed and then they're exhausted by 10, 11 o'clock at all and they pick up on a very heavy discussion about any issues that needs to be solved. Not a good idea. For that, it's really great to have a family meetings, you know, every Sunday, maybe during lunch or in the afternoon, talk about things that they need to be talked about, but definitely not before sleep. So back to the clean hygiene. The room temperature of the room is very important too. You do not want to be sweating, nor do you want to shiver. You can meditate, you can pray, you can read something soothing. All the medications or supplements you're taking, you should be taking 1 hour prior to going to bed. And tiring your mind, yoga, walk, doing something that is soothing to you out of the electronics is very, very good for anyone who wants to have a good sleep. And then also what is really important is setting the time, that the sleep is every day the same. You'd go to sleep every night the same time, and you wake up every day. Even if it's a weekend, if you can keep it up that way at least for a month to really see what happens, you may find out that your sleep is much better. Also, a room as dark as possible. So those are the things to do to start with a good sleep, clean sleep hygiene.
Okay, so you were mentioning possibly reading something that's soothing before you go to sleep. Not necessarily on your Kindle. You want to use an actual paper book, that paper book or magazine, in order to read something uplifting, soothing, and very much calming. We talked a little bit about using GABA. There's another amino acid that I turn to very frequently that does support serotonin, and that proper level of serotonin in your brain is supportive of sleep. So theanine can be very helpful, and you could use a little bit of green tea. I would tell people you want to use the green tea earlier in the evening. If you want antioxidant content from green tea, you want that early in the day, and then possibly decaffeinated green tea later in the day. We do have any number of different choices here in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for supporting quality sleep. Melatonin is something that is very popular with so many of our customers here. Dr. Jeanette, is that something that you might be in agreement with people using? Is there, in your view, any negative associated with using melatonin on a regular basis?
In fact, it's very positive, and more so with the frequent users of the electronics, because the more they use it, the more they're depleting themselves of melatonin. Therefore, they're building it up by taking ingesting the melatonin at night, and it really improves their sleep.
Okay, so for individuals who are exposing themselves to light, all the different spectrums of light, when that light through your eyes enters your brain chemistry, it essentially turns off the production of melatonin in your brain. And melatonin is crucially important in creating those cycles of sleep, so that you go through all of the different cycles of sleep and the duration of those cycles is correct. And then in those cycles, the different stages of sleep. So the different types of brain waves that are produced at different points during a particular cycle of sleep. And melatonin is very important in supporting those different cycles. And there are so many different herbal components, something that many of our customers here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center would know about is valerian. Valerian is something that has a calming effect. When you use some of these products in combination with one another, let's say the GABA supporting serotonin levels, so depression is addressed, valerian actually achieving muscle relaxation. How important is that muscle aspect? You talked about yoga and a little bit of exercise. How does that all fit in?
Well, you know, your muscles being tight, you're being stressed, you're running around, and it's, you know, all related to the autonomic nervous system. You are a sympathetic nervous system overall. You're constantly what is called, in other words, fight and flight. You perceive threats when there are none. So when you're living your life like that day by day, you're running from place to place, you're trying to accomplish yet another thing on your list, or you're distressed because you forget what the thing on your list was, yes, it will affect you. You will be exhausted. Your muscles will be tight. You will have trouble sleeping. And that's one of the reason why I like magnetic resonance therapy as much as I do is because it decreases the sympathetic nervous system and it sets you back into parasympathetic nervous system where you are able to rest and digest and be relaxed and cope better with the problems that you may have on a daily basis.
That is such important information for our listeners, and we're going to take a short break right now. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking today with Dr. Jeanette, and she is the founder of the Institute for Relaxation and Well-Being in Delray Beach. She can be reached at 561-203-0700. 561-203-0700. And when we come back, more on the importance of that parasympathetic-sympathetic nervous system balance. Stay tuned, more to come.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with my special guest, Dr. Jeanette. And during the break, we both helped ourselves to some GABA-COM from Source Natural. Technical difficulties being a little bit of a stress when you're doing a live broadcast, but as they say, the show must go on. Just with regard to the different problems that people may be experiencing with achieving restful sleep, Jarrow Formulas has a product called Sleep Optimizer, and taking two capsules at bedtime gives you the valerian that I mentioned, gives you the tryptophan and hops, lemon balm, GABA, and melatonin in one product. They also have from Jarrow Formulas a product called Melotonin, and that's a combination of B6 and melatonin. Both of, okay, imagine that Jarrow Formulas, Melotonin, $3.99. It's regularly priced at $7.95, and that's the manufacturer's retail price, $7.95. However, you can buy it at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for just $3.99. And keep in mind, until June 30th, there's 10% off everything that you buy in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The Sleep Optimizer that I mentioned, it has a manufacturer's suggested retail of $21.95. for 60 capsules, and at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you can buy it for $10.99 and then take 10% off that as well. And then I will tell you about Janet's Best Formulas, Janet's Best Sleep, fabulous, 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 two or three capsules taken at bedtime. I always suggest that people include a little bit of magnesium for that muscle relaxation aspect, and you will achieve a very fine night's sleep. One of the things that I have found over time, Dr. Jeanette, is if people use these natural supplements for achieving sleep, sometimes for 4 or 5 nights in a row, then I tell them, try just taking the magnesium. They often find that their sleep is just as fine with the magnesium for a few nights. Then they go back to using the sleep formula. And the other thing that I suggest is sometimes to alternate what sleep formulas they're using. Do you have any suggestions to your patients with regard to alternating things?
Well, because I see them fairly often. At times I see them 3 times a week. At times I see them at least once a week. I follow and I see how they are doing. If they are reporting they're doing well, then it's great. If they still feel that something needs to be adjusted, then we look at different things. And yes, absolutely, magnesium is a great, great way to improve sleep as well.
So there are so many choices that are available for people in order to create that sleep hygiene, that overall picture that they will be able to fall asleep. I know that we mentioned some of the food situations that people really should be staying away from. I think that lots of people out there know about turkey and tryptophan being an excellent approach to enhancing quality of sleep. And then there's the tryptophan metabolite 5-HTP. So both of those are very good choices. But there are other foods that go beyond turkey that are going to enhance your sleep at night. So we know that all the dairy products have some content of tryptophan, so you might have a little bit of milk. And certainly if someone is lactose intolerant, then these are not good suggestions. But for all of those people out there who digest dairy just fine, consider a little bit of yogurt. Consider a little bit, and when I'm talking about a little bit, it could be a quarter cup of yogurt and a teaspoon of honey. That's a double dose of tryptophan. Honey has a little bit of tryptophan in it as well. Nuts and seeds have a little bit of tryptophan. Banana would have a little bit of tryptophan. So you don't necessarily want to have a very large serving of something just before bedtime, because that is a tax on your digestive system. However, a few bites of a tryptophan-containing food, very excellent addition to creating that correct sleep hygiene. Dr. Jeanette, when someone has had a stressful day, and maybe their jobs are stressful, maybe their jobs and home life are stressful, how is that individual to manage? How might they minimize the effect of stress on their sleep?
Well, apart from the sleep hygiene, they need to find something that is going to be for them, that is going to be something that they enjoy and that they're passionate about. And that's one way to start things, apart from the sleep hygiene. And we talk about different things. It really depends on the person, and different stressors may result on different suggestion of how to make a difference in their life and how to feel better. But I think, you know, I think that we need to also mention another sleep disorder. We have mentioned the insomnia disorder. We had touched on the substance medication-induced sleep disorder. I think it's very important that we also mention the obstructive sleep apnea, because there are so many people that come and they say, you know, I really sleep very well, but my husband snores and it's just impossible to sleep. Or my wife snores, and it's really difficult. So what do I do? And so that's another disorder that we need to look at. And it really requires sleep study. And if you have a spouse that is snoring, that or you see that is gasping and has difficulty sleeping, they are fatigued, their sleep is interrupted, your sleep is interrupted, ask your doctor to send you for a sleep study. It's really important, because if someone has a sleep apnea, not only their sleep is not good, they are going to be tired during the day. It really is going to impair their functioning, and it's going to shorten their life as well. So it is important. Oftentimes, these patients also, even though they do the sleep study and they are diagnosed with a sleep apnea, they do not want to use the CPAP, the machine that helps them. But it is not that difficult to get used to, and it's really essential. You will improve your life a great time if you are diagnosed and you do have sleep apnea. And you will improve the life of your partner as well.
Your partner will be extremely grateful. It's very interesting, because first of all, you must do that sleep study in order to actually diagnose the sleep apnea. But in addition to that inability to feel rested after sleep, the brain chemistry changes because of oxygen deprivation are very, very real. And you talked about the importance of sympathetic nervous system, parasympathetic nervous system, balancing and function. So many details going into this whole discussion of insomnia and sleep disorders. One of the things that I was thinking about, okay, well, something that is calming for you, something that will allow you just relaxation. How much does music play a role in being able to relax? And should people have some music playing softly in their bedrooms, or is that a distraction and something that is more energizing?
I would say it depends what kind of music they play.
Oh, sure.
I would say ideally electronics out of the bedroom.
Okay, okay.
But if it is something soothing and it's something that helps you and you feel that it helps you to fall asleep, by any means, use it. But ideally, all electronics out of the bedroom.
Okay, that's interesting. What about parents who put very soft playing lullabies for their kids? Is that something that you would advise or advise away from?
I would suggest they sing the lullabies.
Oh, what a nice idea. Oh, that's a very, very nice idea. Yeah, okay. Another relaxation approach that I'm thinking of that some of the clients that I work with have taken to using are the coloring books for adults. Do you have an opinion on those?
They're fantastic. We don't get to play anymore when we are adults. So coloring, singing, whatever we used to do as children, all of that will just enhance our feelings of feeling happy, feeling well. Laughter. You know, when we look at laughter, look at the children. They laugh, they giggle all the time, even though these days less and less than they used to. But the older we get, the less we laugh for majority of people. So look at things. Is there something that can make you laugh and giggle? Do you find yourself being grumpy all day long and complaining and, you know, talking about things that are just awful, watching the horrible news? None of this is really helpful for you. It will set your sympathetic system, you know, it will set your autonomic nervous system into flight or fight. It is not necessary. There is a lot of tragedies out there. We can take steps, one step at a time, one day at a time, to make a difference in the world, for sure. But we will not prevent every single tragedy by watching the news every day.
Okay, we're talking about that parasympathetic-sympathetic nervous system balance. That affects every aspect of our being. And so what I'm thinking about, breathing. Is regulated. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to concentrate on it. But when we're stressed, and unfortunately it could be a horror movie or it could be the news on television, we're stressed, our breathing changes. How does that affect our function?
Basically, I will give you an example with the 911. There were many people that were watching the terrible news, and so they go into fight and flight. Their breathing increases, their adrenaline increases. All of this will put your body in fight or flight. Basically, you either freeze, you fight, or you're gonna fight. So either you're gonna run away, you're gonna fight, or you're gonna freeze. Those are the three options for you when you're in the sympathetic nervous system, right? With the 911 news, there were so many more reported heart attacks and people really dying simply by watching the news. They were so distressed. So this being in fight or flight, this is useful when something really horrible is happening. You know, someone is trying to harm you. So yes, you need that to be able to jump the wall that you would never jump or protect yourself to be able to fight. But it's absolutely exhausting if you're like that every 5 minutes. Your body is going to fight. Your body is going to get exhausted. You're going to be tired. You're going to feel like you are fogged and you can't do things like you used to. So finding the balance is really essential. Going more into finding things that, going into nature, things that we used to do when we didn't have TVs and iPads, biking, walking. How many people take walks these days? It's, you know, even if it's 5 minute drive, they will still, you know, they'll still take the drive. They'll choose it over walking or biking.
So look at that. That really will enhance your well-being if you're going back to the nature. Even the studies of children with hyperactivity, with hyperactivity disorder, when they went to nature without cell phones, mm-hmm. their symptoms decreased or were completely gone. So seek things that you would in a long time ago that maybe you don't even know. Explore nature.
All such crucial information, and there are parts of our brain that cannot necessarily differentiate between what we're observing on television and what is actually happening to us in real life. Keeping in mind that here in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you can find a variety of natural substances, homeopathic substances, herbal formulations, vitamin, mineral, amino acid combinations, all of those to achieve calmness and balance to allow you to achieve restful sleep. My guest today has been Dr. Jeanette, and she is the founder of the Institute for Relaxation and Well-Being, and she is an expert on magnetic resonance therapy. And you can come in and speak to Dr. Jeanette for the next 2 hours. She will be here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And we will be back with more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.